Last year, an ash cloud, heavy snow and BA strikes disrupted thousands of flights and affected millions of passengers. And now flying to the most popular holiday destination for Britons could become a nightmare. Airport workers in Spain are angry about plans to sell off part of the country's state-owned terminals. These Brits think a strike is hugely damaging.
They rely heavily on the tourist industry.
They've got a right to strike, yes, but they could pick a different time.
They want to enjoy their holiday. They don't want to have to deal with this.
A brief unofficial walkout by Spanish air traffic controllers in December hit an estimated 20,000 British holidaymakers. But these new planned strikes by ground staff would be much worse, coinciding with the busiest times for tourists. The travel editor at The Independent, Simon Calder, says realistically, there's nothing holidaymakers can do.
No airline, no holiday company is going to say, OK, we're really sorry you've booked for these dates, it could be affected, so why don't you have your money back or change destination. They don't have to do that legally. They certainly won't be doing it.
22 days are earmarked for strike action, including dates over Easter, and then May, June, July and August. But Sean Tipton from ABTA, which represents travel agents, thinks the threat of industrial action is just a tactic by unions.
Unions will tend to threaten to strike at busy times of year, but it is a good way to negotiate with your bosses, and nearly always those negotiations are successful and the strikes are called off.
Even so, Ryanair is worried about the prospect of chaos at Spanish airports. Its boss, Michael O'Leary, is calling on the EU to take action to prevent strikes.